world coming to. What people need today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yeah, well, can people handle the truth, though?
I believe they can, in the situation room.
Welcome to the Situation Room, the program that applies God's word to our present situation. We take the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth of God's word, and apply it to our daily lives. Because at the end of the day, what really matters is not what I say or what somebody else say, but what does the word of God say? And I ask that you take everything that you hear me say or somebody else say on this program, and you check it out with the word of God. Because if anyone try to put something on your spiritual plate that don't line up with the scriptures, just put that in your spiritual garbage disposal. Because all you want on your spiritual plate is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning to the Situation Room. It is indeed a plumb pleasure to have you this morning in the Situation Room. After all, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. We're excited and delighted to have you this morning in the Situation Room. We hope and pray that things are going well for you and your family in your neck of the woods. We have a wonderful program for you today. Today is the day that we focus in on our Sunday school. Yes, it's time again to study our Sunday school lesson. So go get your Bible, go get your Sunday school book, and study along with us today in our Sunday school. Today our lesson is entitled A Covenant to Marry. A covenant to marry. You know, marriage is a covenant. It's not a contract. It is a covenant. It's a covenant. And so we're going to be talking about marriage today. Out of the book of Ruth. Ruth chapter 3, verses 1 through 6, and then 8 through 12, and then 16 through 18. So it's out of chapter 3, but it's kind of broken up a little bit. And it reads like this. Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said unto her, "My daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? And now is not Boaz of our kindred, with whom maiden thou was? Behold, he wineth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put thy raiments upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man, until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shall mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." And she said unto her, "All that thou sayest unto me, I will do." And she went down unto the floor and did according to all that her mother-in-law bade her. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. And he said, "Who art thou?" And she answered, "I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman." And she said, "Blessed," and he said, "Blessed be thou, O of the Lord, my daughter. But thou hast showed more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followed not young men for the poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou required, for all the city of my people does know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. Verse 16, and when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty unto thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou knowest how the matter will fall, for the man will not be at rest until he has finished the thing this day. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you, we do praise you for who you are, the God who hears and you still answer prayer. Speak to our hearts today in a mighty way, for it's in Jesus' wonderful name we do pray. Amen. All right, our lesson is entitled, A Covenant to Marry. A Covenant to Marry. I remember on last week, we was looking also at Ruth, and we looked at a mother-daughter covenant. We looked at a mother-daughter covenant. And remember, Ruth was Naomi's daughter-in-law. And Ruth followed her all the way from Moab, her home country, that was Ruth's home country, to Naomi's home country there in Israel, there in Bethlehem. And now in chapter 2, Ruth was working hard for the family. She went and she grazed in Boaz's field. And Boaz was one of the most wealthiest men there in Bethlehem. And Ruth had showed herself being faithful. She was faithful to her mother-in-law, Naomi, and she went and she worked. She just didn't lay up around the house and just doing nothing and just having a pity party. No, she went out and she got her hands dirty. She was willing to work to take care of her mother-in-law. Now, when we come to chapter 3, because Ruth had been so good to Naomi, Naomi now takes it upon herself to be good to Ruth, to help Ruth find her a husband. Because keep in mind, back in Bible days, they didn't have no welfare. Your welfare came through your husband. You had to have a man, somebody to take care of you. And so Naomi comes up with this plan. She come up with this plan to get Ruth to propose to Boaz. That was the plan. Now look at the verses. Verse number 1 through 5. You see the plan. It says, then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, my daughter, shall I not seek rest for thee, that it may be well with thee? Now, when he's talking about rest, she's talking about security. And now is not Boaz of thy kindred, with whom Nathan thou was? Behold, he wineth barley tonight in the threshing floor. Wash thyself, therefore, and anoint thee, and put raiments upon thee, and get thee down to the floor. But make not thyself known unto the man until he shall have done eating and drinking. And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in, uncover his feet, and lay thee down. And he will tell thee what thou shalt do. And she said unto her, all that thou said unto me, I will do. And she went down unto the threshing floor and did according to all her mother-in-law baby. So you see the plan. And Naomi comes up with a plan to a desire to provide a home for Ruth. And Naomi gives Ruth instruction for presenting herself to her potential husband, Boaz. And so you see that Naomi is really got a plan, but that's a plan of faith. She's using some faith here to tell this girl to go and to seek a husband, Boaz. Because see, Boaz was like the cream of the crop. He was one of the most wealthiest men there in Bethlehem. But Naomi is really sensing a God in this matter, because when you read chapter 2, Ruth just stumbled up into Boaz's field. She didn't really know Boaz. She didn't go out seeking Boaz in chapter 2. She just happened to stumble up and work in his field. And when she went back home in chapter 2, she told her mama that she had worked in a man's field named Boaz. And so Naomi recognized the work of God, how God is really working backstage here. And so she steps out in faith and tell Ruth, what I want you to do, I want you to get yourself cleaned up, take a bath. Now keep in mind, back in Bible days, people didn't take baths every day. People didn't take baths. Most of the time people took a bath on a special occasion. Yeah. Because, see, water was not as plenteous as it is today. Yeah, you know, we go and turn on our water faucet and we get water just like that. No, people used to have to go to a creek. They used to have to go to a river or something like that and get water. Or they had to have these big barrels and catch rainwater and stuff, and that was their water and stuff. But today, all we have to do is just cut on a faucet and we got water. But it was not like that back in Bible days. And so, but she tells Ruth to go wash yourself, and then notice on top of that, she says, I want you to put on some anoint yourself, put some perfume on. And then I want you to put some raiment. So I want you to put one of your nice dresses on. See, keep in mind, Ruth had been basically wearing a funeral clothes, mourning clothes. And so now she tells her to get out of your mourning clothes, your funeral clothes, and I want you to put on thy raiment up on thee and get thee down to the floor. Now, normally during harvest time and stuff, this was a time of celebration. It was a time of celebration. But notice, she told Ruth to kind of, you know, stay back. Don't really go into the celebration. Wait till the celebration is over. Wait till the party is over. Wait till he done finished eating and drinking. And after he done finished eating and drinking, then I want you to go in and I want you to uncover his feet and lay thee down. Now, when it talks about uncovering his feet, this was a custom. We are dealing with some custom. And matter of fact, it's a strange custom. I don't know all the ins and outs on this custom here. But this is a custom where when the man was laying down, you would go in and pull the covers off of his feet. And then when he would see that his feet is uncovered, then you make a proposal. And that's what Ruth did. Now keep in mind, this is in the middle of the night. This is in the middle of the night. What Ruth done, she done snuck into this man threshing floor. Keep in mind, it really wasn't so much a house. The threshing floor, it was a floor But and that was basically all it was. It was a kind of floor, kind of like up on a hill, like, because what they would do, they would take the wheat and stuff, and they would have it like in a cloth, like, and then they would like throw it up in the air. They would like throw it up in the air, and the wind would blow the hulls away. The wind would blow the hulls away, and during wheat time, to keep people from stealing the wheat, a lot of times the owner of the wheat field, he would lay right there. He would lay right there. Sometimes a couple of his workers would lay right there with the wheat because he didn't want to wake up the next morning and somebody done stole all his wheat. So Naomi told Ruth, now wait till Boaz go to sleep. Then you go in there and you uncover his feet. Now, notice that was the plan. Look at the proposal. Verse numbers 6 through 9. Verse 6 through 9. Now, 7 and 8 is really not in our lesson. But we know that the scripture says in verse 7, and when Boaz had eaten and drunk and his heart was merry, he went to lie down at the end of the heap of corn or wheat, and she came softly and uncovered his feet and laid her down. And it came to pass at midnight that the man was afraid and turned himself, and behold, a woman lay at his feet. See, when Ruth went in there and lay uncovered his feet, it didn't wake him up right away. When he got ready to turn over in the middle of the night, And probably his feet got cold, then that's when he discovered that Ruth was there. Verse 9, and he said, who art thou? And she answered, I am Ruth, thine handmaid. Spread therefore thy skirt over thine handmaid, for thou art a near kinsman. And he said, blessed. Well, let me stop right there, because that's dealing with the proposal. That's dealing with the proposal. And so Ruth done snuck into the threshing floor in the middle of the night, done uncovered him. And so what she wanted to do, she wanted to, normally when the man throw the covers over the lady, that's like coming up under his covering. That's like coming up under his wings. And that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to come up under his wings of protection. Like it says in Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And so that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to come up under his skirt of protection. Up under his skirt of protection. And so we see the plan. We see the proposal. But we got a problem. We got a problem. Verse number 10 through 13. The Bible says in verse number 10, and he said, blessed be thou of the Lord, my daughter, for thou hast shown more kindness in the latter end than at the beginning, inasmuch as thou followed not young men's, whether poor or rich. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do to thee all that thou requires. For all the city of my people know that thou art a virtuous woman. And now it's true that I am thy near kinsman, howbeit there is a kinsman nearer than I. Tarry, now verse 13 is really not in our lesson, but he tells her, tarry this night, and it shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of the kinsman well, let him do the kinsman part. But if he will not do the part of the kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of the kinsman to thee, as the Lord liveth. Lie down until the morning. And so you see, Boaz is stepping out in faith. Boaz let her know that you are indeed a virtuous woman. Everybody in town knows that you are a virtuous woman. In other words, you got a good reputation. You got a good reputation in town. And he also tell her, you can have any man that you want in town. But you didn't run after no man. You didn't run after the young men. You didn't run after the rich men. Good as you look. Good as she look. She didn't try to use her sex appeal to try to get a man. And so Boaz is complimenting Ruth for that and saying that she's really a virtuous woman. You know, a lot of time we looked at Proverbs 31 and we talk about Proverbs 31 as a virtuous woman. Well, if you ever want to use a model, if you ever want to see a model of a virtuous woman, it would be Ruth. Ruth is that woman, particularly chapter 1 and 2, because that's where you see her really, her faith is really taking place. And you can see her faith even in chapter 3 here. It took a lot of faith for her to, number one, accept that plan that her mom-in-law had came up with. And then she snuck down there. She had to do this in the middle of the night. And it would get dark, you know, in Israel early. You know, 6-7 o'clock. It would be start getting dark and what have you. And then they didn't have lights like we have, the night street lights and all of that. And so probably about 8-9 o'clock, she just snuck on down there. And when Boaz turned over in the middle of the night, midnight, she had already been laying there. And so, but we see here that Boaz let her know, we got a problem. There's somebody closer. There's a closer kin than I am. Now keep in mind, if you married somebody back in Bible days and your husband died, then the brother, one of the brothers, had to perform the rite of the kinsman redeemer. If you didn't have a brother-in-law, then whoever was next in line would be the kinsman redeemer. And so Boaz is letting Ruth know, I would love to do this, but I'm not next in line. There's somebody else that's closer to you. You got a closer kinsman. And we need to give him first pick. We need to give him first pick because property is also involved. And so if he's going to redeem Ruth, he's got to be able to, number one, redeem the property as well as redeem Ruth. He'll have to take the responsibility. And keep in mind, that's what marriage is all about. Men, when you think about getting married, think about responsibility. Marriage is all about responsibility. Don't get married if you're not willing to take on responsibility. And when we look at this text here, you'll find out if you continue to keep reading, that there was a man that was closer to Ruth and being a kinsman redeemer, but he didn't want to take on that responsibility. So we see the plan, we see the proposal, but we see the problem. But I want you to see too how Naomi had faith, how Ruth had faith, and how Boaz had faith. See, Boaz could have easily said, well, since this man don't know about you, then I ain't no go and tell him about you. And see, that would be operating by sight rather than operating by faith. But he just stood on the word. He just stood on the word and worked this thing according to what the law said, what the Bible said. And when you read chapter 4, you're going to find out that God blessed him because he done it God's way. But and you see the precaution in verse number 14. That's not in the text, but because he tells Ruth to just stay there the rest of the night, and then early in the morning get up before dawn, and then go on back home. And then verse number 16 and 17, notice the provision. And when she came to her mother-in-law, she said, "Who art thou, my daughter?" And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, "These 6 measures of barley gave he me. For he said to me, 'Go not empty unto thy mother-in-law.'" Then said she, "Sit still till my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. For the man will not be in rest until he have finished the thing this day." And so we see provision. We see provision. And so we see that Boaz sent Ruth home with 6 measures of barley. Now, I don't know exactly what the 6 measure of barley was, but apparently that was a lot of food. It was a lot of food. And so we see that when you follow God's plan, when you follow God's plans, there is provision. And so step out in faith. Step out in faith. Step out in faith and follow God's plan. Do it God's way. And whenever you do God's will, God's way, then you will indeed get God's reward. All right, that's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so kindly for joining us. Listen to us all day long, because we're in your corner right here in the Situation Room.